Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Taking a look at postseason basketball play from last night. A few boys games were played that were rescheduled from Thursday night to last night. There'll be some other games that are on the slate here this evening that were postponed. But in boys play, in Class 1A District 12, Substate 6, it was Lamoni over Mormon Trail 77-54 and Lennox Top Diagonal 51-43. And in 1A District 14, at Substate 7, it was AHST over Heartland Christian 71-58 and Sydney Top Nishnabotna 53-36. The girls last night in Class 1A and 2A had regional semifinals scheduled, and here's some of those local scores for you. In Class 1A Region 6, Kolonesco over Coon Rapids Baird 55-39 and Martinsdale St. Mary's Tomt Ankeny Christian 43-38. In Class 1A Region 7, Bedford defeated Murray 59-54. And Stanton over Fremont Mills, 52-29. In Class 1A Region 8, Adair Casey topped Exira EHK, 55-51, a game you heard here on KJAN. Kingsley Pearson was a 60-52 winner over Arweva. In Class 2A Region 7, Panorama over Central Decatur, 59-32. And South Central Calhoun over IKM Manning, 63-60 in double overtime. In Class 2A Region 8 play, Trainer all over Tri-Center 84-51, and Woodbury Central got by Hinton 70-68. That's regional action from last night. And that game we mentioned we had for you here on KJN, it was a packed house at Adair Casey High School, and a great game there between Adair Casey and Exira EHK. The Bombers made the plays down the stretch to get the victory. 55-51. They were led by 31 points from London Vice, who made a number of big plays down the stretch to get the lead back and the win. Adair Casey had controlled most of the game until late in the third quarter as Exira EHK rallied from as many as 12 down to cut the lead to 7 at the end of the third quarter. Then they tied the game up at 40 right at the beginning of the fourth quarter before actually taking a three-point lead with a couple of minutes left. London Vice then took charge, though, for the Bombers with a three-point play on a basket and a free throw to tie the game at 47. She then hit a three-point bucket to give the Bombers the lead back and made four straight free throws to help ice the win down the stretch. Head coach of Adair Casey, head coach Corey Bartz, talked about how his team got it done despite the Spartan rally.
Just kept telling the girls in our timeouts, every time we huddled, composure and confidence is what you got to have this time of year. And at the end, they stepped up and did what they had to do and got the victory.
The Bombers will now move on to play Kingsley Pearson on Monday night, 7 o'clock in Guthrie Center, with a trip to the state tournament on the line, and Coach Bartz is excited about that opportunity.
This run started 2 years ago. You know, last year we kind of stubbed our toe against Earlham. We told the girls that night, hey, you know, obviously we have to say goodbye to the seniors, but the rest of you, we're going to work hard this summer, and, you know, we'll get our chance. Just keep working hard, and, you know, it'll pay off. And we're there. We got one game left. And we're going to go out and give it what we got. If we're good enough, we'll get down there. And if not, we had a great year, and we had nothing to hang our heads about.
Senior London Vice also relishes the opportunity to play to go to the state tournament.
A lot. I've looked forward to it ever since I was a little girl, and it would mean so much to play there.
Once again, the Bombers picking up that victory 55-51 last night. And also on the slate here tonight, there'll be a host of Class 3A and 4A games going on the girls' side. In Class 4A, it's regional semifinal play, and those games all starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Denison Schleswig in Region 7 will be at Harlan, and Sadel will be at Boone. And the finals there in that region will be at Carroll coming up here next week. Also in Region 8, the semifinal play tonight will be Glenwood at Lewis Central and Winterset at Dallas Center Grimes. That final will be held here in Atlantic. Also in Class 3A regional finals, so these are state tournament trip games here tonight. So these are the chance to go to the state tournament here this evening. In Region 1, it's Unity Christian at taking on Spirit Lake in Sheldon. Region 2, MOC Floyd Valley faces Red Oak tonight, and that'll be played at Denison Schleswig. In Region 3, Clear Lake faces Olwine in Charles City. Crestwood takes on Mount Vernon. That game played at Independence there in Region 4. In Region 5, Hampton Dumont faces Centerpoint Urbana. That game being played in Cedar Falls. And Region 6, Mediapolis will take on Comanche. That game being played at Wilton. In Region 7, Williamsburg takes on North Polk. Out at game played at Southeast Polk. And in Region 8, Bondurant Farrar faces Nevada. That will be played at Ankeny tonight. That's a girls' 3A regional finals and also 4A regional semifinals that will be played here tonight. And also a host of those boys' sub-state games that will be played this evening that were postponed from earlier here this week. And some of those games, including the games played at Griswold in Class 1A District 13, Orion Maxburg will face Guthrie Center at 6:30, and then Exira EHK and Griswold will play at 8 o'clock tonight. In Class 1A District 13, action at Nottoway Valley, Greenfield, all right, in Nottoway Valley in Greenfield. Cam will take on Nottoway Valley, and Adair Casey will face Earlham. The Adair Casey game will be first at 6:30, Cam and Nottoway Valley at 8 o'clock. In Class 1A District 15, and games played at West Monona and Onawa, it will be Arweva taking on Woodbine and West Monona facing Tri-Center there in the second game at 8 o'clock. And in Class 1A District 16, Coon Rapids Bayard games, it'll be Glidden Ralston facing Peyton Sherdan at 6:30 and Coon Rapids Bayard versus Lorenz Marathon at 8 o'clock here tonight. That's a look at the schedule for boys basketball. Those games postponed from Thursday due to the weather. Also, the state wrestling championships continued yesterday at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field with all the coverage for you there, and he'll have more reports for you here today with our first report coming your way at 10:35. That'll be during the pregame. We'll end up the pregame of the Iowa-Wisconsin game to bring you that first report. Then we'll have a report for you at the halftime of the basketball game, and then we'll have another report after the game is wrapped up at 1:10 in the postgame, and then our final regularly scheduled report at 2:20 today. Live coverage of the finals will begin at 6:30 here tonight as well on KJAN. And just a few notes for you, some of the wrestlers that will be wrestling for state championships here today. In Class 1A, just one local wrestler that able to move into the finals. Callan Schmelzer of Southwest Valley won his semifinal match by decision to move on to a state championship bout. Also in Class 3A, no local wrestlers making the finals there. Only one wrestler that was in the semifinal match, Ethan Ruby of Lewis Central, who lost by decision. And in Class 2A, Blake Luna of Clarinda will wrestle for a title at 120. He won by decision yesterday in the semis. Darian Schwanke of Atlantic Cam at 126 pounds will wrestle for a state championship. He was a winner by decision 3-1, so he'll move to the finals tonight. And at 145, Chase Schultz of Creston Orion Maxburg will be wrestling for a state title. He won by decision 3-1 in the semis yesterday. Other wrestlers for Atlantic that will be wrestling in the consolation semifinals, the wrestlers that lost their semifinal match yesterday include Dylan Cox of Atlantic and also Tyler Christensen of Atlantic Cam. Both those wrestlers will be in the consolation semifinals later on here today. So that's a look there at those championship setups, and you can, of course, catch all that coverage here on KJN throughout the day here today with those regularly scheduled reports as they get the consolation matches and the other place matches taken care of early here today, and then we'll have the finals coming up for you later on here tonight with those state championship matches starting with coverage at 6:30. In other sporting news, number 15 Iowa and Indiana have settled on the makeup date for their game that was postponed this week after an 8-foot piece of metal fell from the ceiling at Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. The teams will play on February 27th now at Indiana in a game that will air on ESPN at 8 o'clock, and that is a tip time here, Central Time. We'll have coverage of that one for you here on KJN with a 7 o'clock pregame. The March 1st Purdue at Iowa game will now be played on March 2nd. They had an actual flexible schedule for that one. They've moved it to March 2nd, and that will be a noon pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off time, Central Time, for that one on March 2nd. So a couple of changes there on the schedule for the Hawkeyes. That game, of course, was postponed from this past week on the 18th. Kansas City Chiefs General Manager John Dorsey says he does not anticipate using the franchise tag to keep one of the team's free agents, something they have done each of the past three seasons. After speaking at the NFL's annual scouting combine in Indianapolis, Dorsey addressed the Chiefs' tentative plans with a small group of local reporters. The Chiefs are poised to lose several key players, including Pro Bowl left tackle Brandon Albert and Pro Bowl punt returner Dexter McCluster. Also scheduled to become unrestricted free agents are starting safety Kendrick Lewis, starting defensive end Tyson Jackson, and part-time starting offensive lineman John Osamoah and Jeff Schwartz. Dorsey did say that he's having ongoing conversations with representatives of all the Chiefs' free agents. The free agency period begins on March the 11th. And another NFL news, San Francisco 49ers CEO Jed York is denying his team nearly traded coach Jim Harbaugh to the Cleveland Browns last month for draft picks. York shot down a report Friday by Pro Football Talk, posting on Twitter, "Is this on the record? Report isn't true." Pro Football Talk reported that a deal was in place that would have sent Harbaugh to coach Cleveland, but he opted to stay put. The New York Giants have given coach Tom Coughlin a one-year contract extension. The two-time Super Bowl winning coach and the Giants have wanted to get the deal done earlier, but it was delayed while Coughlin reshaped his offensive staff. The 7-9 Giants missed the playoffs here this past season. Taking a look at some other scores for you from sporting action around the country last night. And we'll start off by taking a look at NBA scores for you. Toronto over Cleveland, 98-91. It was Orlando in double overtime over New York, 129-121. Dallas beat Philadelphia, 124-112. It was Charlotte over New Orleans, 90-87. Detroit beat Atlanta, 115-107. Chicago over Denver, 117-89. Memphis over the Clippers, 102-96. Phoenix beat San Antonio, 106-85. It was Portland over Utah, 102-94. And the Lakers beat the Boston Celtics, 101-92. That's a look at those scores there for you from the NBA last night. And also, of course, college basketball later on this morning for you here on KJN, as we'll have a game that will get underway for you here at 10 o'clock here with the scheduled pregame time. And the tip-off will be at 11 as Iowa takes on Wisconsin today at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have that coverage for you with Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen, and the crew. And Jim Field will have state wrestling reports scattered in admit in that game as well. Also, the Iowa State Cyclones are on the road today to take on TCU in Big 12 play. That game set to go at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. That's a look at the latest sports this morning for you here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.